Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Hello, hello, dear listeners. I'm joined by the wonderful Craig and James. You're here too. From Pink Bites, the band.
How's it going?
It's so good. And it's wonderful to have you here. Mainly, how was the show last weekend? Weekend before.
On Friday. Yeah, yes. It was awesome. We played with Buzz, Cutie Cuties, and Shotgun the Couch. God, it was good. It was just incredible. Like, honestly, Cutie Cuties are always good. Shotgun the Couch are always good. But I was surprised about Buzz.
Buzz are phenomenal.
Buzz are great.
I hadn't seen
them before.
But then
I just get really jealous every time they play because I'm like, you're so much cooler than I was when I was in high school.
How are you a high school band? It's not fair.
They did a cover of Sober by Tool and it was like, good grief. I was like, woo.
Guys. We had them.
Shout out, Buzz. Shout out for getting noise control called on us when we were at the Alan Melville Centre 2 weeks ago.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
That's a badge of honour.
And we love them for it.
It's not a drive island if you don't get noise control, like, called on you, I reckon.
I collect those bloody noise control dockets like bloody badges of honour.
It's a public space.
I've gotten countless ones.
We should make a really pretty collage out of all the noise complaints.
Hell yeah. It's also a really good tip. If you're having a house party and you want it shut down really quick, just crank up the DJ decks. Get a noise complaint. Then everyone has to leave. You know, you're not the bad guy. Auckland Council is.
You can go to bed.
And that's a good rule for life as well.
Yeah. Honestly, it applies to most things.
I reckon, yeah. So not only have you come armed being like the coolest punk band ever, is that what you call yourselves?
Well, it's what you've called us. It's a pretty big title.
I think I'm going to let it slide.
Oh, yeah.
You've also come here with cocktails.
We have.
What?
I think the prettiest cocktails we've seen in a long while.
To be fair, we may have got a sneak preview. Sorry, listeners. What?
Okay, but do you want to talk us through what you're pouring?
How are you making pink plates?
Give us amounts.
I'll pass over to Craig, our resident alcohol nerd.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Craig from Pink Plates and Black Sands here, and today we present to you the Pink Itch. This is a twist on a classic margarita with some homemade pink mango chili lime beer. A beer cocktail, if you will, and probably the first of many more to come if you guys are keen on more of these. I have more recipes.
There's a lot I can say, but that mango chili lime beer is one of the best things I've smelled in a really long time.
It smells like a holiday.
Take me to the beach!
It does. It smells like a tropical holiday.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happened
in it. What the fuck am I doing here, and why am I not lying on a beach right now?
Yeah, it's the Black Sands Corrido. And where can you find it, Craig?
You can find the Black Sands Corrido at all good liquor lands, super liquors, supermarkets, and wherever good beer is sold.
You can buy this?
But
it's not pink IRL.
It's not pink. That's the VIP experience that only you two are getting right now, and with the dried mango garnish.
True, and it's almost like they read our minds that Anika is our resident fruit bat. Eater of garnishes, destroyer of garnishes.
Honestly.
So what goes into a pink itch? Explain.
It's a bit of tequila. It's a bit of triple sec. It's a bit of limes. It's your classic sort of margarita base. We shake it. We'll chuck some of the pink Corrido over the top of it into a short glass with a pink Himalayan salt rim with a bit of lime juice so the salt sticks well, and then garnished with a dried mango.
Boom.
Can I say something that I'm not sure if you guys are going to like or not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
But I look
Do
at,
it live on air.
But I look at this cocktail and I'm like, where were you when the Barbie movie came out?
Where were you when the Barbie movie came out?
That's what I needed.
Imagine the Barbie movie Pink Plates co-sign. We missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
Who's our manager?
I'm pretty sure Universal Studios or whoever runs Barbie, the soundtrack, just lost our number in the mail. Like, it was...
Honestly. Oh, didn't have a photo of this cocktail.
Greta, where were you?
Margot Robbie needs us in hand right now.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah, if Margot Robbie's listening, just let us know.
Okay, on air, for the people around the land, I'll give it a sniff. It smells like a holiday that I need. And I'll give it a taste. Oh, it's so good.
That was guttural. That was a guttural.
No, it actually was. that good. It required a guttural response from me.
A primal response.
Yes.
Honestly, and as a margarita gal, it's hard to improve on a classic.
Yeah.
But it's great.
It's intensely hard. And I think people get a bit weird about a beer cocktail.
They shouldn't.
They're like, why is there beer in my cocktail?
It's not beery, though.
It's not. Like, it's lightly, what do you call
it? It's like the beer adds like a refreshment to it.
It's kind of scintillating with bubbles. It's not over the top.
Yeah, the Caritos, it's a sour beer, so it's a little bit like less beery. What am I doing? Craig made it, so you should have.
Well, with sour ales, they tend to work way better in beer cocktails than other kinds of beer. I will say beer cocktails often don't turn out as good as they should due to lack of expertise. But, you know, that's what, you know, James brought the liquor, I brought the beer, and we thought we could make it work. And I think this should be a go-to for us.
And how do you know so much about Black Sands beer?
Well, that's funny you should ask, James. Black Sands Brewery is the only local family-owned West Auckland brewery, or Waitakere Brewery. Been in my family for 12 years now. It's my love. It's my passion. We support local artists on our can designs, local suppliers for our ingredients whenever we can. And we make amazing, tasty beer for the people of Auckland and New Zealand wide.
And we bless you for it.
God, we're going to shoehorning a plug.
Okay, now that we've done the alcohol part of this, I don't mean to be a party killer, but let's talk about the band.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, Pink Plates, it's just incredible. I saw you at Doug Fest, I believe.
What a great show.
And it changed my life.
Shout out, Doug.
Doug Fest is happening again.
It is.
What is it? Two Doug to Fest?
Two Doug, two Fest.
I love it. Two Doug to Fest.
Or two Fest, two Doug? There's a play on Too Fast, Too Furious.
I think we got it, but thank you.
No worries. when are the tickets on sale?
Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah.
The gig is in like, is it 6 weeks? No.
I thought it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, because it's October now. Yeah, 3 weeks. It's Labor Weekend.
Labor Weekend. Friday, Saturday.
Where is it?
Last place, Hamilton. Friday night, Saturday night, Labor Weekend. Be there or everyone will laugh at you.
Yeah. Aww. I will laugh at you live on air. That was a great start to the question. You're incredibly lucky to be a part of that kind of scene in Auckland. I mean, alongside some of my best friends, like Late to Chelsea, all those bands. Do you, like, feel the spirit at every gig?
Yeah, honestly, we do. Like, a lot of the local bands will come see us as well, too. If they're not playing a show, they'll generally be at our shows. And, like, there is a real, in that sort of scene, like, a real big camaraderie between the bands. And it's been so good. There's a big group chat as well with a bunch of Auckland bands as well too. We all share advice and
you guys have a group chat.
Yeah.
There's an Auckland band of Auckland's group chat.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys are not allowed to be.
Feeling really left out.
Scott from the Boondocks made it, and it's
Scotty. Had him up.
Yeah. But yeah, he made that. It was a great idea. Everyone just shares advice about all sorts, like venue supply, funding.
Yeah.
Which, like, generally talking people out of buying new guitars that they've seen.
It's basically a buy, swap, trade, and sell Facebook marketplace situation.
Anyone got a bass yet we can buy?
Anyone got a cab?
Have I got something I can borrow for the Saturday?
But yeah, the scene is super supportive. And, like, shout out Smashton and all them, because without them we can't put together cool shows like Doug Fest and the show we put together last week.
Yeah.
And that's what I've noticed is it's like, it's a very homegrown scene, you know, you all help each other out, you all kind of plan your own things, and yeah, I don't know, there's something really special about that set in Auckland.
Yeah.
And you can feel it when you go to your shows, when you go to, you know, like to Chelsea gig, Boondocks, anything like that. It's it's a really special feeling.
Totally. Oh, I mean, we're all mates outside of the bands as well too. Like, it's just like it's just super wholesome, and yeah, like it's just artists helping artists as it should be.
Exactly. I reckon we should play a couple of your songs.
While we're
sipping on these pink itches. Do you want to talk about G.I. John and housing crisis? What do they mean? Like, what's the vibe?
G.I. John's a ripper.
I love when people ask what G.I. John's about.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why don't you tell the story?
G.I. John is about a guitarist, John, a couple of years ago. Because John's Korean, and so part of being from South Korea, you have mandatory military conscription.
Yes, I'm well aware.
And so being down in New Zealand, John was getting these letters being like, hey man, you have to serve in the military. And they didn't know, like, John would be a military liability. Like, he's good at League of Legends, and that's about it.
He's not even that good at League of Legends.
Yeah, he would be. But South Korea were pushy, and they're like, no, no, we need cannon fodder. It's all good. Like, you know, come back.
Yeah.
And so John somehow managed to defer his conscription till he's 35, I think.
What?
I'm not sure.
You can do that?
He's short-sighted.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't know. He's flat-footed.
Did you just, like, kick him in the leg or something?
He can't go.
He's a bit limpy.
He's a little
They'd probably still take him.
Limp biscuit.
But he's, deferred that. But we made this song because, like, John was single at the time, and we were sort of joking that, like, you just want to stay in New Zealand and see all the New Zealand girls. And so G.I. John's
It's
a love triangle about John.
Between John, South Korea, and New Zealand girls?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, the South Korean military complex.
Okay.
See, when I ask what a song is about, this is the kind of response I want. If you're listening and you're an artist, this is what I need. That is such complex lore.
Yeah.
And housing crisis, is it rather self-explanatory?
Mostly, yeah. Our old bass player, Jake, actually wrote a good chunk of that as well, too. It's like we were living together at the time, and we were just mostly just sick of fucking renting.
Oh, aren't we all?
Can you swear on the radio?
Can you swear on the radio?
Well, you've done it now.
The genie's out of the bottle. But yeah, mostly it was just about that, really. It doesn't have the same in-depth lore as well, too. But it was quite funny.
Should have started with that one.
As we were writing that, one of the lines is like, I don't want to, was it, I just want my fucking dog or something like that? About
I don't know, you're the singer, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's all mouth muscle memory at this point. There's nothing going on in the brain.
Muscle memory.
I might as well pet my dog.
Spoil
it.
But, that bit was actually quite funny because we wrote the song about, you know, I just want to live with my dog. Jake and I were living in a flat with a dog as well. We'd sort of kind of nailed half of that as well too.
Yeah, you're halfway there, man. You just need that.
Shout out
dog
Moss. He's in London now. Little pooch.
Shout out Moss.
The dog to London.
London, yeah. And shout out Jake, the original bass player of the band.
Shout out
beautiful
to Jake.
Human being, and
the
I love
replaced.
Him. Well, thank God he's gone. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the band. But shout out to you, man.
Well, thank you so much, Pink Plates. These were the most, these were really delicious cocktails.
Thank you very much.
We tried this.
Delicious. Go and support Black Sands Brewery because they are bloody legends.
Yeah.
Buy tickets to Dougfest too, I reckon. That's just a given. And listen to Pink Plates. I think we're going to start off a little bit of G.I. John.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Thank you, boys. Love Triangle Guru!
Grab all the 24, but I am destined for Love BFM. Yeah, 95. You know, all other radio stations are shit.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.